Ever feel like you're sifting through piles and piles of data, just hoping to, like strike gold? That's what we're talking about today, data mining.
Data mining is like having X-ray vision, but for your business. We're talking about going beyond the surface to find those hidden patterns and relationships that can, I think, really change the game when it comes to making decisions.
So where do we even start with this? I'll be honest. When I hear data mining, I immediately think like complicated algorithms, tons of code.
Well, it might surprise you to learn that data mining has been around longer than you might expect.
Okay.
Yeah, its roots actually go back to the 1960s with early AI research.
Wow.
Back then, it was called knowledge discovery and databases. Even back then, researchers were dreaming of machines that could just, sift through all that information and find the patterns that matter.
So this isn't some like new tech thing.
No, not at all. One of the biggest breakthroughs actually came in the 1970s with something called an a priori algorithm.
A priori.
Yeah. So imagine you're a retailer trying to figure out what people tend to buy together. A priori can look at your sales data and tell you, hey, people who buy this also buy that.
Yeah.
It reveals these kind of hidden shopping connections.
So like if a priori sees that people are buying, say, diapers and beer.
Right. Exactly. It sounds funny, but that's the classic example.
It does sound funny.
And it makes you realize maybe there is a connection there. Maybe putting those items closer together in your store could actually help you sell more. That's the power of finding these hidden relationships.
Okay. That's amazing. But how do we get from this, algorithm with a funny name to data mining being everywhere today?
Yeah. Well, fast forward a few decades and you've got this perfect storm brewing.
Okay.
Computing power explodes, storage gets cheaper, and suddenly we have more data than ever before. Companies start to realize they're practically swimming in potential insights. Then add in all the advancements in machine learning and AI, and bam, data mining takes center stage.
So it's like everyone looked around and realized, wait a minute, we've got a gold mine sitting right here.
Exactly. And the best part is that this isn't just limited to, one industry. We see data mining being used everywhere, finance, healthcare, marketing, you name it.
It's about finding those golden nuggets no matter where they're hiding.
Yes,
So it's
exactly.
not just for the tech giants then. This is
Yeah.
something that everyday business analysts like me can actually use right.
Absolutely. For business analysts, data mining is like having a superpower. Let's say you really want to understand what your customers want. Data mining can take a look at their purchase history, their browsing habits, demographics. It's like getting a sneak peek into their preferences.
So instead of just guessing what customers want, we can actually use data to create these truly personalized experiences.
That's the idea. Think really targeted marketing campaigns, personalized recommendations, even being able to predict future trends. With data mining, you're not just keeping up, you're ahead of the curve.
Okay. Data-driven decisions, less guesswork. I like that. But what about risk? I mean, sometimes the scariest thing is the unknown, right? Can data mining help us navigate that too?
Absolutely. One of its most valuable uses is actually risk assessment. Take fraud detection, for example. Data mining can analyze past data on fraudulent activities and help you build models that can spot red flags before they become big problems.
Wow, so it's like an early warning system. That's amazing. But beyond just managing risk, can data mining actually help businesses be more innovative, come up with new ideas?
For sure. It's not just about reacting to problems. It's about proactively looking for opportunities. Data mining can unearth those aha moments that lead to something truly innovative. Maybe it's finding a connection between two totally different products or streamlining operations in a way you never even considered. Data mining helps you see those opportunities that might have gone unnoticed.
This is incredible. It really is like having a superpower. Can we see how this works in action, though?
Yeah.
A real-world example.
Absolutely. The article we're looking at today actually gives a great example using something called a GRC system,
Okay. Yeah.
Governance, Risk, and Compliance.
Okay.
So think about IT for a second. You have to make sure that all your software is secure and follows all the rules and regulations. That's where GRC comes in.
All right, so where does the data mining come into play?
Well, imagine you're trying to predict how long it's going to take to fix a new software defect. Sounds pretty specific, right?
Yeah.
Data mining can look at past data about similar defects. It'll look at the application, the code, the skills needed, all kinds of factors to make a prediction.
So you're basically feeding all that information into the data mining machine and it spits out an answer.
Exactly. They used what's called a regression model in this example. Think of it like a detective looking for clues. It's analyzing that data to find those hidden connections that can help predict what's going to happen in the future.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, but honestly, I'm starting to feel a little lost with all these technical terms. Is there any way we can break down the actual steps involved in data mining? You know, something easy to understand.
Of course. Think of it like a recipe for unearthing insights. It all starts with having a clear question. You know, what are we actually trying to figure out? That's step one, defining the problem.
Right. So, like, how can we get more people to buy those unicorn slippers?
Exactly. That's a great example. Once we have our question, it's time to gather the ingredients for our recipe data collection.
Okay. So this is where we grab everything, right? Our databases, spreadsheets, customer info. More data is always better, I'm guessing.
Well, not so fast. It's not just about how much data you have, but also the quality of that data. If you're baking a cake with spoiled milk, it doesn't matter how much flour you use, right?
Mm. Okay. Bad data equals bad insights. Got it.
Exactly. You want to make sure you're using the best possible data to get reliable results.
So once we have all of our good quality data, what's next?
Oh, time to clean things up. Just like you wouldn't bake with a dirty mixing bowl, right?
Right.
You have to clean up your data. We're talking about fixing errors, dealing with inconsistencies, anything that could throw off our analysis.
So data scrubbing, make it nice and clean. What happens after all that cleaning?
Now for the fun part, exploration. This is where we really dive into the data. Visualizing it with charts and graphs, using some basic statistics to really understand what we're working with. It's like getting a feel for the landscape before you start digging for gold.
So were we looking for any trends that pop out?
Yeah.
Outliers, things
yeah.
like that.
Exactly. Once you have a sense of what you're dealing with, it's time to pick the right tool for the job.
Okay.
This is where we choose our data mining technique. Do we need to classify data, predict values, group things together? There are so many options to choose from.
So it's like picking the right tool from a toolbox.
Yes. And just like you wouldn't use a hammer to tighten a screw, you need to pick the data mining technique that best suits your problem.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. So we've picked our tool. We've used it to build our model. Now what?
Time to put it to the test. This is where we evaluate its performance, see how accurate our predictions are. It's like a test run before you go all in.
I like that. Okay, so we've built our model, we've tested it out. What's the final step in this whole data mining process?
Turning those insights into action. It's not enough to just find the answers. We have to actually do something with them.
Okay.
Whether it's improving customer retention, optimizing marketing campaigns, mitigating risks. The real magic happens when data-driven insights lead to real-world change.
Right. It's about finding the treasure A&D, using it to build something amazing.
Mm.
So we've talked about the good stuff, but what about the limitations of data mining? What do we need to watch out for?
You bring up a really important point. One of the biggest pitfalls is something we touched on earlier, data quality. Remember, garbage in, garbage out. If you feed bad data into your model, you're going to get unreliable results.
So even the best algorithms can't fix bad data.
Exactly. That's why that cleaning step is so important. And you always have to think about where your data is coming from and if there are any potential biases.
Yeah, those are really great points. Now, we've also talked about how much data there is to work with. I'm assuming you need some serious computing power to handle all of it.
Oh, for sure. Scaling can be a real challenge, especially for smaller companies that might not have the resources to store and process huge amounts of data.
It's like you need a bigger truck to carry away all the gold you're mining.
Right.
Let's say you have the data, the tools, the infrastructure, everything you need.
Mm.
Are there any other limitations we should keep in mind?
Well, even with the best tools and the best data, there's always an element of uncertainty.
Okay.
We're using historical information to try and predict the future. And as we all know, the future is always changing.
That's for sure.
So you could have this perfectly designed model and then something completely unexpected happens. It's important to remember that data mining is a tool to help us make better decisions, not to make decisions for us.
So we have to be flexible and ready to change course if needed.
Exactly. It's about using those insights to guide us, not to dictate every move we make. And that brings us to another really important point. Human expertise.
Mm.
Data mining tools can uncover amazing things. Don't get me wrong. Mm. But we need skilled analysts to actually understand what those findings mean. You know, asking the right questions, interpreting those insights within the right context. The human element is crucial throughout this whole process.
Right. So it's a partnership between the machines doing the heavy lifting and the humans making sense of it all.
Yes. And I think that's so important to emphasize. Human oversight and interpretation are key. Data mining can be incredibly powerful, but it's not magic. It's about using data to inform our decisions, not to make decisions for us.
So even in this age of big data and incredible algorithms, we can't forget about critical thinking and our own intuition.
Exactly. And that brings us to a big question. What are the key takeaways our listeners should remember from all of this?
I think for me, the biggest takeaway is that there are just so many possibilities with data mining. We talked about understanding customers, predicting trends, managing risk, but it goes even further than that. It's about finding those hidden advantages that can put you ahead of the game no matter what industry you're in.
Definitely. And you don't have to be a data scientist to use these tools. There are actually a lot of user-friendly resources out there that can help anyone get started.
That's great. So it's not as intimidating as it sounds.
Not at all. Start by just asking yourself, what am I trying to find out? Then look at what kind of data you have or what you might need to gather to answer that question. You might be surprised by what you discover just hiding in your own data.
Right. It's like a hidden superpower. And speaking of superpowers, this deep dive has been amazing. I feel like we've learned so much about the potential of data mining. But this is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There is so much more to learn. All kinds of data mining techniques like clustering and association rule mining. And of course, we can't forget about the ethical side of working with data. There's always more to learn.
A whole world of data out there. Well, for those listening along with us today, remember, data is all around us. And within that data is a gold mine of insights just waiting to be discovered.
So true. Whether you're a data expert or just starting to learn about all of this, remember that data mining is a journey of discovery. It's about asking the right questions, using data wisely, and never stopping looking for those valuable insights that can transform your work and how you see the world.
And on that note, we're wrapping up our data mining deep dive. We hope you've enjoyed exploring with us today. Remember, the best way to learn is to dive right in. So go out there and unearth those insights.